been all redone, you know?
Yeah, I can see that, I got a new table, Jesse Jones, Frank Rosen.
Jesse was a carriage.
He was a carriage. Yeah, this, one of these days, how are you going to,
we can't have a drug court.
I mean, right in here, oh, that's why I'm getting most of our houses.
Across the street.
Yeah. I had a course, I think that served a purpose.
Well, as long as you go through the private house operator.
Yeah.
It's the same.
They have white house operators.
Yeah.
Well, I know that now, right?
I used to know them all.
But what Johnson did is, you know, like a little cubby hole, small, but it's small, like you get.
Like that, like he's.
So, actually, he started this quite a bit of time over there, so.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's got a lot of, he's got a lot of home over there.
Oh, yeah.
Know that garden, he went down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just down on the lower one.
Well, that's in Crowe.
Oh, that's down at the city.
Yeah, right back.
Yes, it's a shame, here in this free country where we have so careful about security, that's right.
That goes into, well, bank by Pittsburgh, security guard makes everything, you know, death doors.
Yeah.
Good newspaper plans instead of having big old walls. Yeah, you see the presses run in, and it's all blocked up, I guess, moving through.
I don't know, I think I begin to see a change, so. I think these young, and I'm talking about the younger people now, they're coming up to 16 years, and I'm living to 18. I would like to start a movement in the universities, college, the youngsters themselves, so that they are heard, instead of being some majorities, and I think the place to do it is through the fraternities, who are getting together quickly, you see, and form a nucleus only, because I still keep business in my college, so it's okay, not my government, and I think they have an opportunity to organize and get people thinking right. I don't think anyone like to do it. Yeah, and they work together.
And I think if they don't,
I've heard frank about it, if they don't do something that kind, they certainly may be going on. Because they hadn't lived up to what the fraternities were starting for.
Kind of leaders.
Yeah, that's right. This is all the furniture here. Of course, the bridge is made here.
It was made special for this. And you really read the ceiling to see where those spotlights are.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, right over every chair.
Johnson, you have a threadbare room in here. When the garden is just starting to bloom out now, it's kind of pretty.
Just beginning to warm up,
isn't it? Tulips over here have quite a bloom.
Yeah. So that's just about the way we are in Port Hudson. I have about 1,000-foot elevation. There's just not difference between that and the city down below where full temperature about 2 weeks late. During the 36 campaign, there's a nice guy asking me if I get a hold of Bob Burrows, who would be like to work with me a lot and organize. He said 20 cities for volunteer workers in Poland. And finally, he came out about 27, Mr. Sherman Adams, Captain Kennedy, and we got the best band in every industry in each one of those cities, like we had in Germany. General Motors, matter of fact, Detroit, and Learjet,
Bill Learjet.
Yes, Kayak, a big cotton belt, you know, men of that type. And they came down here to be briefed, and we had written all out, and had everything ready, this is just what they were supposed to do. Kicked out of their home, spent the night and all the next day, and I brought them down here at 1:30. They had known that they were going to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them out here. We were supposed to be here in half an hour. And three times on the by, I said, time was passed. He said, I enjoy this, leave me alone. We were an hour and a half, they were an hour and a half. And you know that in Detroit alone, they got 10,000 volunteer workers. I forget how many we had in all those 27 cities. But in the polls, we didn't watch the poll. The only place that we could become sent was Chicago. I want to tell you, the young fellows, we talked to young lawyers, people at that time, they just said they were too scared. They go into the place, we just select different precincts, yeah, sure, to go into.
We finally got a hold of that 68 people. Took that long.
Yeah, well, just because of what's his name? Nichols.
Yeah, that's right.
Where is he now? Is he
He's still over in Virginia?
No, he's far.
No, he's in New York.
Oh, is he?
I'm trying to think who he works for. I think he works for one of the liquor companies.
Oh, is that right? I must get in touch with him, because...
At least I think he lives in New York, and that's where I see him. I'm quite sure he's in the bus.
Yes. Well, he, during the campaign down here, he was in the office right next to Walt Williams. And I want to tell you that, that citizen's committee, that was the most frustrating thing that I ever heard.
That's what you mean, 52?
This is 68.
Well, 68.
Yeah, I want to attend you there. So, Walter got a quick vote. There was a man as a head, no program, and he just was so frustrated. I had to go out and see him and bring him back. I didn't want anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
And we couldn't never get to see each other. My mind just tells how you want to set it up. If we go ahead and start something, yeah, he said, word in, you haven't seen me, I'm not going to permit that to happen.
And then he couldn't even skip it.
So, it was too bad.
Accidental.
Well,
yes,
there was one of the great fellows.
Well, if you remember, each president picks what mission he wants to carry. Teddy Roosevelt and General Lack and Woodrow Wilson.
Well, you know, there are some good Democrats. He lost out because of his illness. He had not had that illness. I mean, he had gone around because he was much greater. I guess he became power crazy, didn't he?
Well, he was very interesting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I would like to, tomorrow, to see Paul McCracken for a little while, too, thinking about this program, getting some business people spend time to create confidence. That's just beginning to be lacking now. People, I'm sure, don't think fear has come to them yet, but they think they just are not sure what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. As to whether or not the conditions are going to get worse than they are now.
That's
of course, massive.
savings accounts or anything, or we need to tell you.
Heard, and that's why I mentioned about the savings loan, what's happening there. We, our net income in January was $10.5 million, and double the biggest one we'd ever had this year. Our net income in February was $5.5 million, 2.5 times the biggest February we ever had. Our net inflow in March was $6 million, which is 3 times the March figure that we had, the figures we had seen. Now, those things...
So it's building up more.
It's building up, you see, and we're able to get it out. Just for one house.
Sure.
That's why I mentioned this housing program. I think that maybe that here they don't appreciate what Chris Martin's doing in the Federal Home Loan Bank for now. He has done a beautiful job. You must have known him out in California. He was the state supervisor out there. Everything that he has done has been to try to better the situation as far as having loan and enable them to do the things that they ought to do, you see. And I think that I've been very much surprised that the housing starts this year, contrary to what I've seen lately, didn't build up to 1,800,000, maybe 1,850,000. Now that's a big turn.
That's sure, you see.
Now the thing I think the danger is that that you see is that there are some bad spots. Like CN with Boeing. Yeah, their unemployment is very bad there, so if you're going to talk up the Washington, you've got to talk about lumber, which is better off than was. Or you can say,
what are you picking up now?
Lumber is picking up. Sure, because of these housing starts, you see. So I think that's the way you've got to go about this in order to pick up the good places and the good things that are going on so that the people will understand that not all this investment that's in the papers is what's this and that. The newspapers kills. The newspapers cause this kind of thing. If it hadn't been on the newspapers, I don't think anything would have ever developed that. I don't think they would have done anything.
No. No, once the story moves, then the politicians get out of it.
Yes, yeah. But you know, there's a young fellow, he isn't young anymore. Pat Hughes, his name, who was in the Tomasco's during World War II. And Rose, and has been a friend of mine. He's out of the Army now, but he wrote a book, which they, I know that they have used quite a bit, kill or be killed. That's all war is.
Sure.
And how many of our troops over there have lost their lives because of something what villagers have done? You see, they're trying to protect themselves. I thought the Army made a great mistake. Never made that mistake.
Well, unless it's road, they really didn't have any chance.
Well, I know, but then, yeah.
They see what they should have done, I think, the Army's.
Well, you see, it broke because of the newspapers.
Yeah, and the Army had, no, that's right.
Yeah.
But the Army could act properly. The lottery before they were got the smart and handled them to get out of the way. The Army could handle them because of the industry. So you go against them. What do you do?
I'm kind of the opinion. I'm not going to mention this to the president. He would throw the whole thing out the window. He would gain support of our whole fiscal needs. Now that's going to be awful tough to do. But that's what they're hoping for. That he just. Everybody's got it on their side.
Did you get a chance to hear your speech on this?
No, I was on the plane. I didn't get in. So, they got me by 11:30. I got in just about 11:15 in the room. So I didn't hear. But I was talking with two fellows, the exact opposite views. One of them, of course, was a great speech. He's been a fellow who was quite active in the Young Republicans as years gone by.
gotta keep it up.
Don't misunderstand that, because...
That guy, I think he's the one who can't do it, but you have to follow up.
Yeah, I don't follow up, but he's, I wish there was some way. I don't know how you're gonna do this, because I know what his time is. I was surprised that I didn't... He didn't want to see these, because I have never done this thing, and I would, I have never asked anybody to...
Sure.
Yes. But, if there's any questions, the feeling is very strong that he has just closed himself in from seeing anybody. Well, you know, he has time for so much funny thing. That is one of the things that bothered Wendell Willey more than anything else. How many of the people felt that all they had to do, I'm talking about after the campaign, but when he was kind of looking forward to maybe running again, how many people thought that all they had to do was call and come down and spend an hour in our hands and see. And then they'd get mad.
Sure.
And businessmen are the worst of all on that.
Yeah.
Now, I speak a little bit differently about Wendell White, because he wants to carry it a little bit here.
Yeah.
Pat Wood, I've written him off the book, Herb. He's got the big head. He thinks that he is the future hope of everything.
Same thing, though, because he's talking to him in red.
I know it. I know it that he, he was very fortunate. He was like very fortunate. Yeah. And Al Hebo, one of my law partners, was the fellow that saved his face there on the recount. Stayed with him on it. Now he can't even get to see him. He isn't doing anything. And he ought to be right on the ball. Sure, that doesn't mean that he's got to be with you every time.
Sure.
But the important thing, there are important things.
Well,
how are you? Good to see you, sir.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Two pickles.
Someone's one.
Are they ill or sweet?
One sweet, one ill. It's quite a
combination. You gotta keep the balance.
Yeah.
Well, nice to see you.
Good, nice to see you. You know, it's so easy. It's so easy to sit on the outside and see what ought to be done.
It's pretty frustrating. I was having that developing collective.
This game.
Yeah,
no, I see. I'm sorry.
Kept waiting. The president has been.
Oh, well,
Boston, well, that's kind of his way forward.